So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. In this video, we're going to talk about the absolute worst weight loss habit. Do you have any guesses on what this could be? Eating at night when you're not hungry. Okay. So, what happens is you get home at night, you eat, then you start watching TV, and then you sit on the couch, and then you start eating. But you're not really hungry. But if you were hungry, what you should do is you should basically add more fat to that dinner so you can go longer. But most people that I know are not even hungry. So this is a really bad habit because we're going to spike insulin by the time you sit down, by the time you go to bed. And it's just grazing on nuts. I think people like the texture of pistachios or different nuts or potato chips, salty or maybe sweet things, and they just have to have that sensation, you know, when they're watching TV or something like that. So it's very, very deadly because you're doing it almost like on an automatic. Maybe you like ice cream at night and the texture, you know, of the buttery cream with the coldness. Well, here's the problem. It's just a massive spike of insulin. I know as a kid, I used to work at a theater when I was 16, and I used to take popcorn home to my dad, and he would sit in front of the TV, and I swear it was a garbage bag like this much. He would just keep eating constantly popcorn, right? By the time he sat down, by the time he went to bed, a lot of insulin spike. So it's a real bad habit. And so first thing you have to do is you just have to be aware of what you're doing and what it's creating as far as a bad effect. And the next thing you have to do is you have to determine, am I really hungry? Okay. And if you are hungry, you just add more fat at the dinner so you can go longer. If you're craving foods, that's a whole different thing. That means that your breakfast has to be corrected. You have to watch some of my videos on what to eat for breakfast because that will usually get rid of the cravings. But if you're not craving, you're not hungry, and you're just sticking things in your mouth for some type of pleasure, you're going to have to keep yourself busy doing something else. Now, you can chew gum. You could, as a gradient, maybe you snack on celery sticks. Allow yourself to have as many celery sticks as you want. Or find something to do other than watch TV that keeps yourself busy, active, and put awareness on it and just focus on not eating anything because it is a big, bad problem that you have to get rid of. All right? Thanks for watching.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.